Really, just in time.
So the next application under old business is 11,961 Faith United Methodist Church, and they were seeking a special use exception to operate a homeless shelter.
Okay, I've opened the floor up for any discussion from any of the members. Mr. Workman, do you have any discussion on this? This is going home, shelter?
That's what I was doing at first. I get
okay.
You weren't here for that part.
What's that?
They can't hear you.
They can't hear your part.
Can't hear you.
Okay, I'll start with Mr. Rickards. Mr. Rickards, I open the floor up for any discussion. Do you have any at this time?
No, I'm ready to vote.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
I'm ready to vote.
Then I'll turn to you, Mr. Workman.
I'm ready to vote.
And I'm ready to vote also. There being no further discussion, the chair will entertain, entertain a motion on case number 11,961.
Mr. Chairman, and other board members, I think we all are aware that the question at hand is, will the special use exception affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties? And what we did here was the applicant proposed a homeless shelter for 1824 homeless people on a site formerly used as a church on the property located in Belltown near Five Points intersection at the corner of Church Street and Route 9. We also heard opposition to the application, many of whom were residents of the nearby Henlopen and Landing development. And their primary concern included the vetting process of the shelter residents, the effect of the shelter on their property values, traffic, and safety in the area, and the opposition's evidence, testimony, and concerns have been weighed considered. The opposition expressed concern about residents who suffered from mental illness or drug and alcohol addiction, and the facility will be an alcohol and drug-free facility. To the extent residents suffer from drug or alcohol addiction, they will be facility will be alcohol and drug free. And to the extent the residents suffer from drug or alcohol addiction, they will be required to attend addiction counseling and maintain sobriety. As noted at the beginning of the hearing, the board cannot consider testimony or evidence which stereotype people within a protected class, and that includes persons with a disability. Based on the testimony and evidence presented at the hearing, I find as follows. In regard to property values, Glenn Piper, who's a real estate appraiser with 24 years of experience in Sussex County, testified that the property shelter would have no adverse effect on the values of neighboring properties. Mr. Piper also explained that existing traffic congestion and blighted homes in Belltown already depressed property values in the area. Members of the opposition admitted that traffic in the area is a problem. One member of opposition also noted that the area was not good looking. I find that the testimony and report submitted by Mr. Piper to be credible and persuasive, and I give Mr. Piper's testimony and report great weight. After weighing the testimony and evidence, I find that the homeless shelter will not have a substantial adverse effect on property values of neighboring and adjacent properties. As for the use of a homeless shelter and safety, the applicant submitted a proposed set of rules and regulations which requires that the residents of the shelter be vetted by Homeless Planning Council and HUD system. No registered sex offenders or individuals with a history of violent offenses will be permitted to live in the shelter. All the residents will be fingerprinted and vetted by Delaware State Police Troop 7 to determine whether they have outstanding warrants or KPSs. The applicant will have an intake policy and admissions criteria. The shelter is not a walk-up facility, and all persons who reside in the shelter must go through the admissions and vetting process prior to admission to the house. House rules will also be implemented and enforced. No drugs, alcohol, or weapons are permitted. Residents are not permitted to loiter in the area and must engage in counseling and job training. Residents must also seek employment. The shelter will be supervised, and residents who do not follow the rules will be removed from the shelter. and I'm satisfied that the admissions criteria and process and the rules of the shelter will provide sufficient safeguards for the neighborhood. Regarding traffic, Route 9 and Beaver Dam Road are frequently traveled roads and are and the area is a high traffic area. A DART bus stop is located on the corner of Stingy Lane and Route 9. The DART bus stop is within reasonable walking distance to the proposed shelter. Many of the residents will likely walk or bike to the bus stop in order to get to work or appointments. The close proximity of the shelter to a bus stop should alleviate some of the concerns about traffic from the shelter, as residents will not have far to go in order to access reasonable transportation. I also note there is a school bus stop in the Henlopen Landing development. The existence of school bus stops indicate that pedestrian traffic in the area is not unusual. I also note that the DART bus stop is located in the opposite direction from Henlopen Landing and Salt Marsh Boulevard, where neighbors have experienced traffic problems. Property has been used as a church for many years, and it's zoned AR1, which allows for certain uses. No evidence was presented which proved convincing that the shelter would produce any more traffic, pedestrian or otherwise, that the previous church or on the property or another permitted use within the AR1 district is also noted that the property was previously granted conditional use approval for a restaurant with a brew pub. DelDOT has jurisdiction over the traffic impact of the shelter and indicated that the use does not require a traffic impact study and that the traffic impact from the shelter would be negligible. Ultimately, I'm convinced that the homeless shelter will not have a substantial adverse effect on traffic in the area. Regarding the neighborhood, the area near the proposed homeless shelter consists of different uses. The residential communities of Henlopen Landing and Lewis Landing, two hardware stores, a park and ride facility, power station, and other businesses are located near the site. The property is also only a few blocks from the Route 1 corridor. The evidence demonstrates that the proposed homeless shelter is an ideal location for the applicant based on criteria needed for state funding. The shelter is located in a highly impacted area within close proximity to transportation, groceries, fire, and police. The shelter is located close to a bus stop, which should enable residents to access transportation for worker appointments. With regard to the impact of the shelter on nearby properties, the board heard testimony that a homeless shelter in Seaford was less resident controls than is proposed, is in the present application, was located near the Seaford Christian Academy, and no incidents have been reported. In fact, the shelter and the Seaford Christian Academy engaged in joint activities and enjoy a harmonious relationship. It is also worth noting that conflicting testimony and evidence was presented as to whether homeless persons live in Belltown. While it's disputed as to whether homeless persons live in the neighborhood, it was clear from the testimony that there are likely homeless persons in the Lewis area. The applicant has operated a Code Purple shelter nearby, which benefits homeless persons during the winter months. Regarding lighting, there was no evidence there would be additional light pollution or negative effects from lighting from the proposed shelter. Regarding noise, there was no evidence that there would be additional noise pollution or loud noises emanating from the proposed shelter. Regarding emissions, there's no evidence that there would be additional pollutants or negative environmental emissions from the proposed shelter. Based on the record, the applicant has demonstrated that the proposed use set forth in the application will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties, and for these reasons, I move that we approve the application.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,961. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Nay.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 3-1, Case number 11,961 is approved.